Hi, I'm Virginia Lee, and I'm with Prevention Institute. And for those that aren't familiar with our work, we do a lot of work on really promoting prevention through policy and environmental changes, and really trying to translate all the work that's been going on around prevention and health equity into tools that people can use on the ground. And so today, I'll be sharing with you the work that we've done around creating an online distance learning tool for practitioners in the field called Health Equity and Prevention Primer. So I have no relationships to disclose. And so there's been a lot of talk, you know, especially with the theme of social justice at APHA, and kind of the perspective that we take at Prevention Institute is really thinking about health inequities, kind of moving beyond just about differences in health, which we think are, you know, preventable, but also thinking about the unfairness and injustice related to health inequities. And so we saw a kind of a gap when we came, when we're kind of looking out into the field and seeing how can we really kind of build the public health capacity to start addressing some of these inequities. And so, you know, many of you kind of, you know, in the public health world really understand, you know, this analogy of, you know, moving upstream. And one of the quotes we like to, that we take very seriously is that we're still standing on the bank of the river, rescuing people who are drowning. We have not gone to the head of the river to keep them from falling in. That is the 21st century task. And really, this primary prevention approach is really kind of looking upstream, looking at factors that we can start addressing before people actually fall into the river, before they get injured, before they get sick in the first place. And this Health Equity and Prevention Primer is one tool that can start a dialogue for folks that aren't as familiar with the health equity work that's going on. So this is the Health Equity and Prevention Primer. You can find it on our website, www.preventioninstitute.org. And this was funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and we've been working on it for a couple of years now. We publicly launched the Prevention Primer last May of 2010. And the way we came about developing this online learning toolkit is, one, just assessing the current landscape. We didn't want to reinvent the wheel, so we reviewed, you know, what other toolkits are out there that are addressing health health equity. What's the literature saying? What are the policies that are starting to look at some of this work that, you know, looks at determinants of health and health inequity? Also, you know, we thought it was important to talk to key informants, talk to the experts in the field that that really understand this work and what it's going to really take to implement it in the field. So over about a year or so, we developed this online toolkit. We went through a process of beta testing, and there's, I think, a few folks in here that also were part of that process, and really kind of tested it out, seeing what modules really spoke to people, what kind of information people wanted, what is the best way for people to learn kind of through an online tool. And then, as I said, we launched last spring. So some of the challenges as we've been talking to folks in the field, we talked to a lot of health department, health officers, practitioners, some advocates in the field. Some of the challenges that they raised as we're talking about how do you practice, how do you do policy around this issue. And one is that folks have not embraced the problem of health inequities at its root, really thinking about root causes, thinking about institutional racism, oppression. We don't have a good playbook for how to do this. There's a lot of different work going on, but it's also can be a little bit overwhelming. There's a lot kind of trying to be able to kind of keep track of what everyone else is doing and really understanding what are the best models in order to do this work. And also, we still have a siloed system. So efforts are fragmented. So we really need to start thinking more strategically and how to kind of systemize some of this work so that we can be more effective and really kind of address kind of the heart of the issue. And that, you know, while, you know, we all think that health equity is very important, it's also not necessarily a part of everyone's job description. And there's a lot of demands from other priorities that people have, limited resources. So really, how can we start embedding health equity into our work? So the key objectives for this particular tool, is to increase the awareness of community factors that lead to poor or good health outcomes, policies and organizational practices that are most relevant to preventing illnesses and injuries among a diversity of racial and ethnic groups. Also, we're trying to, as this session is talking about, really building the capacity of practitioners and advocates to be able to advocate and to implement policy efforts aimed at looking at multiple determinants of health in low-income communities and communities of color. Our primary audience, this toolkit was developed for professionals in state and local health departments, but we also have found that individuals in other organizations at the national and local levels really have embraced this as a way of kind of getting an orientation to health equity work, as this is also for local policy and decision makers that are interested in this work, and also for community leaders and members. So just to kind of break down the core components, there's 7 modules, which I'll give you just very brief descriptions later on in the presentation. 7 modules, but they talk about a specific topical area. They provide a training presentation through PowerPoint with an audio, so you can listen to someone speak, and you have there's talking points provided that so you can see, you know, depending on what kind of learner you are. And then also what we thought was really important is really be able to capture what's going on in the communities. And so there's a lot of, whenever we could, really providing community examples of equity efforts happening on the ground, and also providing additional resources. So I just want to quickly, we don't have internet access, but I wanted to give you just kind of a glimpse of what it, of the tool. So if you go on our website, you can find the primer under our tools section. On the left side, once you click into that, there's links to about more information about HEP, the methodology, our project advisors, and all the resources that we list throughout the module. We have, like I said, we have 7 modules. I'll very briefly kind of give you a quick descriptions of a couple of them. One is really helping folks understand the trajectory of health inequities and what really leads to health inequities, thinking about the environment, exposures and behavior, and also what's going on in the healthcare system. 2 steps to prevention, really thinking about what are the strategies that are going to be most sustainable and most meaningful, and really thinking about how the environment shapes behaviors and exposures that lead to inequities. And so thinking about what are the policies and environmental changes that need to happen at that community level. And these are going into some of the elements of what you can do in communities, like thinking about what's sold and promoted in your community. Do you have parks? Do people have jobs? Those types of things. Is there strong social networks, or what are the norms around the health and safety of that community? Also thinking about comprehensive approaches, going from individual knowledge and skills and really, you know, taking people through a planning process that, you know, eventually ends up thinking about changing organizational practices, and also how can you really influence policy and legislation. And one important aspect of this is, if we really want to start addressing health inequities, is really thinking about engaging people outside of public health. That's going to be really important, because there's so many, if you look at the elements that I just talked about, those are going to, you know, you need to talk to transportation planners, you need to talk to the educational system. So really thinking about how to enhance partnerships that also take in this health equity framework. And thinking about also indicators in the community, what are the indicators beyond the traditional indicators that are going to meet the needs of the community. So once you get into what, this is just one module, I just wanted to show you, like, there's a transcription, like I said, that you can look at the talking points. There's learning objectives, CHES, for those that are certified health education specialists. If you complete all 7 modules, you can get 5 CHES credits. And so this is, we are a provider for CHES. And then if you right click, you can have a full screen. So, you know, it's a real, and then also there's strategic links to work that's outside of Prevention Institute and other papers that are really relevant to that particular module. But this is all a way for those that are, you know, under-resourced in terms of going to different trainings or, you know, want a kind of a primer for staff that, you know, to kind of just get a good foundation. This tool was made for those kind of situations. And like I said, we do offer CHEZ credits. So if you are interested, there is the second box is an assessment survey that for you to get for you to be able to get those credits once you're finished. And one of the important things I think in terms of thinking about once you kind of take that knowledge. It's really translating what you learn in those modules and thinking about how does that apply in your own work. And so if you're taking the CHEZ evaluation assessment, kind of thinking about how does the community environment shape the health behaviors and impact health inequities in your own community that you're either living in or working in? What are the community health factors that are most central to your work? Kind of thinking about what, you know, if you're involved in coalitions or some sort of partnerships, how does your coalition really inject health equity as a core piece of the way you're thinking about the work and who you're engaging, and what are the local policies within your own jurisdiction can you really impact to start addressing community needs. And like I said, health indicators are also an important part of measuring the progress towards health inequity. So Dr. Ottawali-Troutman was one of the advisors, and I just wanted to share a quote. Our success will be measured by our ability to merge upstream and downstream approaches. If we don't fix that upstream, we will never close the gap. And we're hoping that this primer can be one beginning step to start doing that. Thank you. Just some acknowledgments of many of the folks that have been involved, and there's many more, but I wasn't able to list them all. And feel free to contact me if you have any questions. Thank you.